You said last week that after that game that, you know, that kind of weather is the type of thing that a Bills quarterback, a Bills team looks toward and needs to enjoy, needs to embrace the weather on Sunday. Specifically looking ahead to this week, I mean, you got the Rams at Dome team, and is that, you almost hope for almost similar conditions in some ways?
I mean, I think I said that because we have to be able to embrace that, because we have to be able to use that as an advantage for us in these December games. And so as a quarterback, do I hope that it's really windy and rainy? No, I don't. But, you know, if it is, we've got to be able to use that to our advantage.
You're right, the Rams defense appears, based on the Niners game, appears to be capable of throwing some pretty exotic-looking blitzes at people. Can you talk about that? I don't know if they do that every game, but they did it.
Yeah, they've got some exotic stuff. They, you know, different personnel groupings and things. They're bringing guys in and out, and yeah, I mean, when you first sit down and look at them, they do a lot of different things, and it's a team that we're not real familiar with. You know, obviously we haven't played them for a little while now, and they've had a lot of turnover in terms of coaches and stuff over the last few years. But yeah, I mean, just looking at them, it's they've got good personnel, but they've also got a very good scheme, and I think. They do some very basic stuff like the Tampa 2 stuff, but they'll also do some exotic things on third down.
Can you tell us, kind of like the old, you know, in Tennessee or even Greg Williams, New Orleans type defense, or what do you see?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it's kind of a mixture of everything. It kind of tough to know what to expect at times.
Big play. I've seen the cover 2 off coverage a bunch. I mean, they rely on their 4 guys.
Have you been watching that NFL coaches tape?
No.
Yeah, I mean, they do. That's the thing, is they do. They do some exotic stuff, but then they also do the most basic, you know, coverages, especially the 2 Tampa. But, you know, going back to playing against Tennessee and Courtland Finnegan, that's something that he, in the nickel spot there, is really good at, just in terms of his instincts and being able to, you know, kind of read quarterbacks and read routes and things. He does a good job of that.
Having played for St. Louis with a team in a dome, you know, is there a mindset, you know, for a dome team that, oh, we got to go play? And I don't know if you played a cold weather game that year, but, I mean, do you think there's any subconscious effect for if you're constantly playing in dome and practicing in dome all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anybody looks forward to coming to Buffalo and seeing icy, rainy, wintry mix. I mean, that, you know, that's something that I said earlier. That's something that is to our advantage. And, you know, just for us, we've got a lot of SEC guys here and guys from the South, and but living in the elements, I think, just living in it every day, that's something that we use to our advantage.
Chan hasn't ruled out taking you guys outside at some points this week. You know, does that help? Or?
Yeah, I think last week we went outside one day with some heavy wind, and I think that did help a little bit. And it's tough. I know not everybody on staff enjoys that. Not everybody that has to stand around all practice enjoys that. But I think it is something that helps us.
What's the biggest thing you're going to miss from Eric Wood on Sunday?
Me and him usually do this dance after touchdown passes. I think that'll be big. You know, his curly hair out there. Usually yells at the equipment guys once before every game, just because he's a little jittery. But we'll miss a lot from him, just in terms of his leadership, in terms of, you know, his physical skill, but also just the mental part of it. And he's been the guy that's been able to make all the calls. We're going to have some other guys step up, and some guys that have been around, but other guys step up and help out.
Hey, Fitz, talk about the 2 guys that have to go in now. I mean, Snow and Young, their first NFL starts. Having 2 guys doing that in one game is that's probably a little bit much.
I mean, it's, for whatever reason, the last few years, it's something that we've had to deal with, you know, more than on one occasion. And so just plugging new guys in. But, you know, we'll see on Sunday. You know, I know that they're willing to do it, and we'll see if they'll be able to go out there and do it. But, you know, what I say all the time is I can't sit there and worry about all those little things. You know, we can do some stuff to try to help them out a little bit in terms of schemes and all that, but at some point they've got to go out there and be productive and win those one-on-one battles, and I've got to go out there and do my job.
Forget the playoff picture. How important, though, is it for this team to try to win out and just maybe, you know, get a good feel of what this team is capable of going into, you know, next season or going into whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely seen what we're capable of in spurts this year, but there just needs to be a run here of consistently being able to put it together in all three phases and in multiple games in a row. And so that's something that we're looking forward to trying to do.
You obviously got to take care of your business, but, I mean, at this point of the year, too, I feel like there would have to be, once you finish your game, some scoreboard watching and seeing what the teams ahead of you guys do, too, right?
You have to, but last week wasn't a good week, you know, in terms of looking up and seeing Cincinnati behind and Indy behind and Pittsburgh behind and all of them pulling out wins. I mean, that, you know, but that, yeah, naturally that's something as a player that you've got to do. But, you know, for us, none of that matters if we don't win this next game.
With Donald back in the fold, it looks like anyway, just maybe what that affords you passing wise in terms of options and such. Just, you know, when he's been inside a good deal. And
yeah, well, and it gives us some versatility too. You know, just a guy that's been around, that's been at all the different spots. And, yeah, I mean, Donald definitely brings a lot to the table, especially inside with some of the stuff he can do physically, you know, pass game, run game, whatever it is. And so it'll be great to have him back out there this week. It's one of those things, you know, we've got a lot of different guys that can kind of plug in and play and do a good job, but we want our best out there.
What have you seen out of Jenkins for the Rams? Had some pretty spectacular plays the last couple of weeks. Is there been any talk of that?
I mean, they've got a lot of energy on that side of the ball, and some young guys back there that have made a lot of plays for them that, you know, you sit there and you turn on the film and – you know, they've definitely done some good things this year and jump out at you.